online comments. The things people say on the comment sections of online newspapers.
Have you read any articles on online news sites recently? Often, at the end of the article, there's a section where you can post your comments. A lot of the time, the comments offer an interesting insight into the topic, but not all the comments are the same.
Some are supportive of the article, but others are critical. Some are funny, witty, and eloquent, but others are full of spelling mistakes. Here are some of the typical comments you'll find at the end of online articles. Warning: no spelling or grammatical mistakes have been corrected.
Comments that attack the writer.
Another bad article from another ignorant journalist. Congratulations for your lack of insight.
Pointing out errors in the article.
I think you'll find the American War of Independence ended on the 3rd of September, 1783, not, as you wrote, on the 4th of September, 1783. Check your facts next time, mate.
Ridiculing the writer.
This is absolute rubbish. I can't believe this was published. It's boring and really badly written. Even my 4-year-old could write better.
People who think they're cleverer than the writer.
You've clearly missed the point. Europe's economy is doomed because the region refuses to modernise or regain competitiveness.
Personal comments.
One thing I do know is exercise helps my mood swings. When I stop exercising, I experience a change in my mood. And once I start again, I am in a better mood. Like they say, everything in moderation is good for us.
Comments that attack fellow commentators.
The lack of basic intelligence in these comments is astounding.
Funny comments.
Exercise makes you smarter. I run about 20 miles a week and I'm as thick as a plank.
Comments that are full of errors.
It's good and cool for you to be the first person using a new words. That shows a good level of research.
Angry psycho commentators.
I'm sick to death of this government!